prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 May 2021, and you stay tuned tonight because you're going to want to hear a guest. We're going to talk to Nick Stinson, and that's a lady, by the way. And she's going to tell you her a little bit about her biography and an important topic on vaccine shedding. I know nobody likes to talk about these things anymore. It seems like that's all you hear about. But folks, it's vitally important that we understand these things, because if we don't, we may be taken by surprise. A lot of things are going to get coming in the very near future that are not going to be very pleasant. But anyway, before we get started on that, I want to make mention of two things. First off, I need to ask for a prayer request, if you don't mind, for Keith. Keith is my daughter-in-law's daddy. He had a bad fall. He's 66 years old, had a bad fall, hurt pretty badly, and now he has prostate cancer. So keep Keith in your prayers, please. Please. That's very important. And I want to apologize again for this past weekend's Bible study, because the phone number that we were told would not change, changed. Many of y'all know, tried to call in and couldn't get in, and I'm so sorry. I don't know how to fix it. We were paying for this phone number even, and they still changed it. So we're trying our best to get something worked out where you can join us by phone without being interrupted every couple weeks or couple months. Please bear with us, folks. I promise you, we're going to do our best. But it's very important. You say, well, Pastor, you're all the time trying to hype your DVDs and CDs. I don't mean to. It's just important. Dr. Carrie Madej did a wonderful, powerful job in presentation on what's going on with the vaccines, what's behind the scenes. She did a powerful presentation, about the best I ever heard. And for the current event hour, I turned it into a lesson. I was going to over the mountain to her Bible study, which is about 2 hours from where I live, across the mountain and down in the valley on the other side. The Lord showed me some things to share with the people. Everyone's heard about the Great Reset. Well, folks, the Great Reset is going on, and it's picking up steam. But the Great Reset started back in the garden. Yeah, it did. And I taught that during the current events this past Saturday. And actually, you could call it the Great Mind Reset. They reset people's minds and intellect to the point that they now control us, and by every aspect there is to control us. The reset is economic. The reset is, of course, physical as far as controlling people, and it's also spiritual. The church had been reset to be not a church any longer, but an organization. So many things have changed. And folks, you can have both hours of the teaching I did and Dr. Carrie Madej. And what a beautiful young lady. Wait till you hear her story. You can have both of them at $10.50 on DVD or CD, whichever you prefer. I would recommend DVD because you're going to be watching Dr. Carrie and her speaking. But it's just send a note if you want it. And just say, just tell me you want Saturday's teaching, which is the 15th. Just tell me you want the teaching of the 15th of May. And if you want to call 800-777-4403 and order with a credit card, debit card, you can. $10.50, folks. I mean, I give them away if I can afford it, but I can't afford it. I just can't afford that. But the teaching and her presentation was so vitally important. And it'll be up on Brighteon.com on the internet soon, and you can find it there. But if you don't have a computer, you need a teaching. You need to get copies of it, give to your friends and family. The Lord has blessed me, folks, in the last few months with, I think, almost inside information as far as what's going on to show the people. I'm not a prophet like Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Isaiah, but I'm a New Testament in the prophet in a way, since I can take current events in history and Bible and see what's coming next. And Lord, show me things here to share. Common sense things that we don't think about very often. But if you want to call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Of course, we're still offering a toothpaste rest this month on sale, Vitamin Air toothpaste and mouthwash. 10% off if you call and order between now and the end of the month. It's 10% off. It's the best available. We're just doing our best to get the information out to you. And the DVD of 20-plus doctors, plus more information added onto it, about an hour and a half long, on why the vaccines are so dangerous. When people were telling you because they care. And Dr. Carey will tell you things that will curl your hair. The DVD with 20-plus doctors available, again, for $10.50. If you just say, I want it, just say, tell Lisa you want the one. 20-plus doctors, we'll get it right out to you. We're doing everything we can to help get information in your hand that you can share with your family and friends. It's so important. So important. And people are still calling me about the teaching I did for the masks to the mark. It's such a blessing. A lady from Pennsylvania called me. Her name is Arlene. Called and said we'd send her two of those by accident. No, it wasn't by accident. Our God knew what he was doing. The gentleman got it, took it, and showed it to some of his church friends. It's not because I'm special. I'm just a servant, just like you. We were all given different talents and gifts to teach and reach out to people. And that's what we're here for. So give us a call if you want any of these things we can help you with. Please call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight is Nick Stinson. She's a nurse. She's been a health practitioner, I guess you could say, for many years. She saw some things she did not like, folks, when it comes to the issues of supposedly medical health for the people. And I'm going to bring Nick up right now. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. By the way, I like your name.
Thank you.
That is cute. I like
short
that. That's
for
cute.
Nicole, but everyone calls me Nick. So
I like that. That's
go
cute.
With it.
Well, anyway, before we get started and the information you want to share, I'd like to give everybody a little bit of a bio. Who is Nick Stinson? Who are you? Where'd you come from? Why are you involved in all this? I mean, why aren't you out there just practicing medicine and doing as a nurse and all this? Who is Nick?
Well, a lot of people have probably come across one or two of my videos here or there, because a lot of them have kind of gone viral or been taken off the internet already. Some of them, the mainstream media, have put out debunking articles to debunk me when I've come forward. But when this specific scam, this COVID hoax, started, that's when I really started to speak out. But years before this, I stood against the CDC a long time ago. But before I even go into that, I've been a registered nurse. I'm currently licensed in the state of New York for 23 years. I have my bachelor's degree. I never finished my nurse practitioner, but I'm only a few credits shy of obtaining that. But the reason I didn't finish is because I walked away from the field. For a lot of people that are in the field right now that are starting to have their eyes open to what's going on in the field, my eyes opened to what was going on in the field many years before this specific hoax. And my soul was always unsettled with a lot of things that went on. I took a corporate position in the field and was able to see a lot of behind-the-scenes things that went on, a lot of the bully tactics that came down from the CDC and from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services and how the field actually ran. And I started to look into things more on my own independently and understand the true harm that was coming from the pharmaceutical industry, how it really was just a profit machine. And at one point, I finally stood against it, and I didn't follow the directives that came down because I wanted to do what was best for my staff and my patients in the building that I was working in at the time. So I did not follow their directives, which led to an arrest. I actually was arrested in the field. They suspended my license for 6 months.
Why were you arrested? What happened?
They called it tampering with evidence. This is the actual, everybody loves this story. This is what actually happened was they had a 5-star rating system. A lot of states have it, but I can only speak to the specifics of New York State because it's the only one I know the full specifics on. And how the 5-star rating system works is it's actually just a bully system that the CDC and CMS system or program use to bully hospitals and nursing homes and healthcare facilities into doing what they want them to do. For example, the vaccine agendas or different pharmaceuticals that come out. So how it works is they'll have you input specific data into these 5-star rating systems. How many people you have vaccinated, how many infections you have. These are just examples. How many call-ins you have. But here's the kicker. When you input these things into the star rating system, they take stars away from you. And you can think of the star rating system the way you think of a hotel being rated by stars. So people can look up your facility and see, ooh, this facility only has 3 out of 5 stars. I'm not going to go there if I have a choice of which facility to go to. I will go to the facility that has 5 stars. So it was a catch-22. If you're reporting all your data to them, they're taking stars away from you. So a lot of facilities were opting to not report things into the system and just handle things in-house because what would happen was they would withhold Medicare and Medicaid dollars from you if you reported enough data, and you would get less money per day per Medicaid or Medicare patient. And each Medicare and Medicaid dollar was what funded your facility. Other insurances, that's peanuts in the field. You need your Medicaid and Medicare dollars. So we opted to not report a few things in the system and took care of them in the facility. Somebody in the facility got wind of it, that happened, and it got reported to the Department of Health. And I was the one that took the heat for it, even though it wasn't ultimately my responsibility. But I took the heat for it because at the time, I was having an affair with the owner of the facility, and they wanted my testimony against him because he was embezzling money. So they came at me, and I took the brunt of the heat for all of it. But the truth was, the reason that I got any charges at all is because I didn't input data into their system, and they wanted me to because that's how they control you. And what they do to try to get you to get more funds back, they'll take the funds from you, but then they'll say, well, we'll give you bonus money if you use this medication, or we'll give you bonus money if you vaccinate everyone in your facility. So this is how they try to get you to back out.
I have to ask you a question. They give you bonus money for using certain medicine and bonus money for vaccinations. Now, when you say bonus, you mean they give you cash or check bonuses? What do you mean by that?
Right. They'll reimburse your facility so much money. So say they take money from you for having a high infection rate, so you won't have enough money in your budget to have enough staff, so you're desperate for enough money within your budget, but then they're going to offer you a high reimbursement rate if you use this medication, even though you see the horrendous side effects of this new medication. A lot of facilities in desperation will use that medication because they need that reimbursed money that they just took from them for just reporting data into the system. And this is just one of the many scams that they do.
This is a type of a bribe, almost blackmail. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. That's the best way to describe it. It's extortion. They do it. And this has been going on for decades. That a lot of people at the beginning of this hoax were saying things like, I can't believe they're paying $13,000 for a COVID patient and then $39,000 for a ventilator patient. And I didn't blink an eye at it because this is the kind of thing they've been doing for decades. They bribe.
This is horrendous. I mean, I know they do this, but when I hear it coming from you, a professional that saw it with your own eyes, this is horrendous. So what you're saying is they don't give a hoot about what happens to the patient. They don't care about their health. They're in it to make money and to reward those who help them.
Yes.
Wow.
And I can verify this even further because I've been speaking out the truth without any fear of any persecution because I just don't care. I care more about doing the right thing than what comes down upon me. I still have a valid nursing license, even though I don't practice. I keep my license up to date. This past week, they sent me a letter in the mail from the Professional Licensing Board of New York State that told me they did an investigation against me without my knowledge, and I posted this online for everyone to see, that they investigated me, but they're not going to take disciplinary action against me at this time for stating online that COVID is a hoax, but that if I do it again, that there may be further disciplinary action. But that sentence itself does not make sense because if you already determined that there's no disciplinary action, how can there be further disciplinary action? Number one. And number two, there's no violation of the education law, so they're just bullying me yet again. This is the kind of thing that they do to people in the field. This is how they get all of the nurses and doctors that are currently practicing to go along with a hoax.
Well, how long have you been a nurse?
23 years.
23 years. You don't look like you're old enough to be a nurse that long. But anyway, so
do you want to be my best friend?
So you got a new best friend. But anyway, so you've been a nurse 23 years. And when did you first start seeing corruption in the system?
Well, my whole career, there always were things that you saw that you just kind of turned a blind eye to and just kind of accepted. There was always so much over-regulation that you never had time and a shift to get everything done. So you always, you know, your fellow nurse would sign documents for you because not everyone had time to do everything. You would pick and choose which tasks you could and could not do because you didn't have time to do all of the tasks for patients in a shift. Every nurse that practices in the entire country knows that what I'm saying is the truth. Just nobody will say it out loud because then they have to admit that they neglect duties. But this is what the countrywide nursing shortage is. And as I speak to nurses during this entire hoax, this is not just in the United States. This is in Canada. This is in Australia. This is in other countries, too. The same shortage and overregulation that leads to nurses feeling in this bind where they can't get done what they're told to get done. So they chronically sign for things that they didn't do and have to always make this decision. What is it I'm going to do this shift? What should I do? What can't I do? It was chronic with that.
Well, now,
I don't know that that's necessarily corruption, but it's the bind that they force you into through overregulation, and they overregulate so that they can control you,
of course,
and back you into corners like that.
Of course, and so when did you start seeing corruption in the system?
I think when I started taking management positions, I really did. But when I took that corporate job and I was able to get the mailings that came directly from the CDC and directly from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. And I read those with an open mind and an open heart. And I was able to see what was going on. I mean, a lot of other people would just, they read things with blinders on because they're so concerned with just keeping their job that they put their head down. And that's how everyone kind of functions in the medical field. But for me, it got so bad seeing these things that I actually was getting physically sick. Like, I developed a peptic ulcer in that job. I couldn't live with myself with that kind of thing going on anymore, knowing that when the flu vaccine came out every year, they encouraged you to coerce people into taking the vaccine. There were different things that went on all the time that made you so uncomfortable. And that's not why you went into the field to begin with.
Well, now,
it was nothing like why I went into the field at all. And I just wanted out. I was desperate to get out.
You know, that's really a shame to say that. Somebody dedicated and can't stand the working place. But how widespread is this? 75% of the doctors and nurses,
80%? 100%.
100%.
It's 100%. There's not one person that works in the medical field that's doing the right thing. 100%. Every single person that's working in the medical field right now is wearing a mask for a hoax. Every single person that's working in the medical field right now is asking people that come into the clinics, hospitals, nursing homes, questions about a non-existent virus. They're all doing the wrong thing. I know people get mad at me when I say this. They're all complicit. They're all going along with a hoax. They all should be standing against this.
Well, I've known doctors, though.
They're all doing the wrong thing.
I've known doctors who got the vaccination, so they must believe the vaccinations are real.
Right. They're all doing the wrong thing. It's fear.
Yeah, sure.
I've been in their shoes.
So, wow, this is phenomenal. We haven't got any of the main topic yet, folks. We'll wait till we get into the main topic. But this is phenomenal. This is the whistleblower at the top of the list. He's doing a good job. So, doctors who many doctors must believe it's real because they got the vaccination and they themselves think they did the right thing. But they do you think they're operating out of ignorance or just pure fear?
Well, I think one of the biggest scams that they ever pulled off was the student loan scam, and it's one way that they've controlled people in the medical field. I've always said this right along, and it worked well with me for many years. So, and I know from so many people I've spoken to, before we get to the main topic, I've spoken to thousands of people, but you get so in debt getting your, like, my nursing degree was an advanced nursing degree, and doctors go far beyond that. So you get a minimum of $250,000 in debt.
Oh, wow.
So as you're going to work, you need to maintain a certain level of income to try to get out of that debt, which is a lie. I won't even get into the real truth of the debt lie. I won't go down that road on the show tonight. But anyway, that lie that they tell you and control you with, you feel as though you have to maintain a certain income level because you have to get out of this debt lie. So they control you with that, too. So you're terrified, one, to lose the job. Two, they credential you only to control you. They license every healthcare provider purposely so they can threaten to take your license.
Of course.
So they have you double controlled right there.
That's what license is all about, for driver's license,
yeah,
business license, or anything.
Yeah.
Now, so that you were coerced, and they still are, to give everybody a flu shot every year or whatever the vaccination may be at the time. Besides the money for the profits for the pharmaceutical company, are there other things you're trying to do to people that we don't know about?
The vaccine agenda has been one of their biggest ones. The pharmaceutical is so deep. They do it through the food. They've done it through the sunscreen agenda. There's so many agendas. I could do your radio show for the next 24
hours. We have to do another program.
Until I lose my voice.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do another program. We really are. I'm going to get into this. But the vaccination themselves, well, what's in them, actually can cause harm to the people for further medication given. Is that part of it too?
Yeah, I think there's so many people that have theories on it. If people really understand what the end time goals are, and when they really look into what Agenda 2030 is, and the fact that they really want to depopulate the planet, and
yes,
that these globalists have truly talked about how you know, the global warming lie and that there's too many people on the planet. And if people look at the Georgia Guidestones and they want less people on the planet and they look at this, they have been trying to make us less fertile for years and years and years. And they've already used immunizations and vaccines in animals for years to sterilize them. They've already done this and tested it and have papers and studies that have shown it to be effective.
So, well, they've done that in third world nations, and I'm sure here also.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I know for a fact in GMO corn they've sterilized, they've put spermicides in corn. Now, folks, this is for a fact. But now you make my mind spin here, lady. But anyway, there's a lot of information coming through here.
They've used mRNA type immunization technology in horses and sterilized them already. And now they're just doing it in humans. And the fact that if people can't see, you don't need to be a nurse. I say this to so many people. You just have to have eyes to see and ears. Let those with ears hear. I mean, it's so simple. It's the simplicity of things. People are taking this injection and then showing reproductive issues. It's not difficult to figure out. Severe reproductive issues.
Yes,
miscarrying.
Yes,
bleeding severely. I mean, it's simple to see what the end goal is here. But the fact that this mRNA technology is going to cause these spike proteins to that trigger within their body and probably not stop, it's going to cause such an inflammatory response. You've already seen people have heart attacks. You've already seen of these things. People standing next to them having issues, you know, we're not even 100% sure, are they breathing out and rebreathing in the spike proteins? Are they breathing out the toxins of the people, you know, shedding off the poison of the vaccine? Are they breathing that in? Is it the pheromones because their hormones are so out of whack and it's just being around them, because that's a possibility? Is it a conjunction of all of these things, which that's a great possibility? No matter what it is, just being around these people has become a dangerous thing to happen. To me, that's extremely unfair, because the sound-minded people that are making rational choices are now in danger. So the only way to live safely now is to walk around and just boldly state, if you've been vaccinated, stay away from me. So that's the world they're creating for all of us.
Yes, it is. Well, separation. Separation is the key thing here. They separate the races. Now they're separating families. Separation. People need fellowship. That's the way God created us. If they can separate us and cause us to dislike each other, distrust each other, we're easier to control that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Wow, this is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. Nick, so please hang on through the break. Folks, forget the break.
Okay.
We'll take a phone call next half hour as soon as possible. At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. As soon as possible. Maybe a few minutes. You can call. Hang on if you want to.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
You know, you've heard my theme song, folks, for over 28 years in radio, because this is my radio show, and some of y'all listen over 20 years already, I know that. You've heard that same song play, because it fits every broadcast, but gets even more relevant with each program. This is war. We are at war. Well, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy now, folks, the minions that the enemy controls are all around us, and most of them are in government. But a lot of them behind the pulpits, too. I mean, Satan, the Bible says Satan has ministers behind the pulpits in this country, all over the world. This isn't anything new. But this is war. It's war for the physical health of our families, our children and grandchildren. It's war for the minds of the children. Try to teach them the right way, and definitely war for the souls. Eternal souls are at stake here. I admire this lady and her frankness and her coming straight forward. Her things she's sharing and things she did in the past. She's ashamed of now. She's telling the truth because she cares, folks. When you have the faith in God that we should have, if we're believers in Him and been born again through His Son, by the blood of Christ, when you are given the Holy Spirit and you're given the boldness to speak up, the more you speak up, the bolder you become. And obviously, an extension is not a shame to speak the truth. And I admire for that more than I can say. And Nick, before we go back in further in the program, how can folks get a hold of you or go to a website or whatever?
I have a website that gives all of the information about the vaccination, and if they have any testimonials they want to share as well, it's www.truthunmasked.org, and there's a contact box there. They can either reach me there. There's an email address there also, and they can share their testimonials. Anyone that's either dumb enough to take the vaccination or was around somebody with the vaccination, they can read. There's well over 1,200 testimonials from people who have been around other people. There are letters from doctors who will not let people who have been vaccinated into their offices because of their concern over the shedding. so you can see with your own eyes that there are just small town local doctors. These aren't, you know, doctors that you've seen speaking out. These are just small town local doctors that have sent letters to their patients and said, look, if you've had the vaccination, you can't come in the waiting room around other patients because of the risk factor, because of the shedding. So you can see enough of it on the website to see this is legitimately a real problem. There are other videos there of nurse practitioners. There's another doctor speaking out, one that people have not heard of before. There's other nurses speaking out. There's a lot of great information. There are a lot of articles. As people send them to me, I put them on there. I'm always updating it with more info so people can check back there. There's a signed religious mask exemption form on there if anyone wants to print and use that. It's free. Lots of good info on that website. I update it all the time.
So what's the website again?
www.truthunmasked.org.
Folks, check that out. Truthunmasked.org. Now, back to the topic. So if the doctors, some doctors, and I know this is not just doctors, sometimes some businesses are saying the same thing. If you get vaccinated,
right,
don't come back to work. Is there really solid proof that this is possible, or is this still theory and maybe a little bit of evidence that it could happen? I mean, is shedding for real, for sure?
Well, a lot of medicine itself is all theory. So you just have to go on the evidence that you gather. That's how medicine works. And the fact that so many people are coming forward with these symptoms and nobody besides those of us that are gathering this data, nobody's, you know, these so-called, and I'm doing air quotes, experts won't look at it, won't touch it. And from the information that people do have from what's been given, how these vaccines work, what's the actual ingredients that we know of that's in it, the logical conclusions that you can come to the best of your ability, looking at previous research, looking at previous studies, the most logical conclusions that you can come to, because a lot of medicine is theories, is that, one, there's some kind of transmission of spike proteins. Two, there's a change in the pheromones and hormones that's affecting people in close proximity. Or three, they're releasing toxins from themselves, which is like the terrain type theory. A lot of people debate germ theory versus terrain theory. Having been in the medical field for many years, I believe that both theories have some weight to them. So to think that your body will excrete some of the toxins, that's a justified conclusion as well, I believe. So any of those makes it not safe to be around the vaccinated person, and makes sense why when you're around them, you would get symptoms as well. But the one thing that we know conclusively is that when somebody is dumb enough to take this bioweapon injection, they get severe symptoms, and then when someone's in close proximity, they also get severe symptoms. That, there's been so much insane amounts of evidence of that. That's a fact. Like that, you can say for a fact. Whatever the 100% cause of it, I mean, you'd need a lot more. In order to be 100% conclusive, you'd need a lot of, you know, time, research, more time than we have, but I would say there's enough evidence to say it's a fact that the vaccine causes this to people and to people near them, from the amount of, you know, flooding in of testimonies. There's days I don't get very much sleep from the amount of people that get in touch with me.
Wow. So what have you seen on record that has proven that shedding is for real? What can you verify that people have told you, or testimonies, what you've seen actually happen to people?
Well, I already lost one Instagram account. People contact me from all over the world. So I have had a few people say, well, it's probably just people contacting you on one account. I have people contact me on my MeWe account. I have people contact me via my email account, via my website, via Instagram, and from two different Twitter accounts. And they contact me from all different countries, so it's not like one localized area. People send me screenshot pictures of things that happen to them. They send me contact information, so it's not like trolls. It's not phony people. These are real people giving real testimonies. I've seen screenshots of bruises that are in such strange places that there's no way that they could have hit into something. Somebody sent me a screenshot of bruises in between their toes. I mean, that's wow. not somewhere you would bruise from hitting something. I mean, in between all of their toes. Somebody sent me a horrifying story of her 9-year-old child starting her period and having a blood clot the size of an orange. I mean, these are horrific stories that I'm getting. I got somebody sent me an email this past week, and she called it a miscarriage, but it's actually a stillbirth at 30 weeks pregnant. 30 weeks pregnant, sometimes when they calculate it wrong, is considered full term if the child is big enough. If they calculated your dates wrong, that's actually stillbirth. She called it miscarriage. That's so late in pregnancy. That is a tragedy. These things are tragic. For anyone to still fall for the propaganda of this nonsense, it's mind-blowing. And the fact that they're now pulling off this hoax scam to lift these false mandates in all the states to take off the masks, to me, if I were to wage my thoughts on that, I would say that lends validity to the spike protein theory that it's in people's breath, because those they want to have 70% of people take the injection, and 70% of people will not take the injection. They've already said they know that that many people won't, but they know that it's coming out in breath, and if enough people are around them, so if they pull this hope scam, take your masks off, you're getting more people together, more people around, and you're getting more of that effect. You're also conning more people into potentially taking the vaccine, because you can go into places, you know, if people are silly enough to say yes or no to were you vaccinated. So it's just a hope scam, because once people have this inflammatory response in their body, next time they catch a cold, they're going to do the next big lockdown. So, I mean, it's just a hope scam, which is how I refer to this nonsense, but that's all.
Well, you know, there has to be some evidence for doctors to say no vaccinated people allowed in the office. Normally, it's the other way around. They don't want anybody, they want you vaccinated. So there must be some proof there, because they wouldn't risk their business if they didn't believe in that, would they?
Well, when you see this many people showing such severe symptoms after being around someone that's vaccinated, that's enough evidence, I would say. Because
I think you're right.
This is what I would say in response to that. I'm a doctor, and I have an office, and you're seeing people having severe bleeding. Anyone that's bleeding is at such risk of many worse complications, including fainting. Once you faint, you could hit your head, have many more serious injuries. You don't want that in your office. They all went along with the scam of a virus that doesn't exist. I mean, you want to be safe with this one, because somebody bleeding, you want to take precautions. So the ones that are taking precautions with this are at least finally doing something smart, because to go along with that hoax is probably, I bet there are many doctors that just aren't sleeping well when they go home at night. I mean, I bet there's a lot of them abusing drugs and alcohol that just are having trouble living with themselves going along with this hoax, you know.
Yeah, I can certainly understand
that. Decision every day.
Yeah, often wondering how people call themselves doctors can kill babies also, but that's a different topic.
Yep.
Let's take a phone call from Kentucky. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, are you there? Hello, Chris. I don't hear Chris. Is there, Todd? Are you there, Chris? I hear him. I think I hear him. Did I hear Chris? Nope. Okay. Well, Chris, call back if you like. 844-769-2944. We lost Chris, or Chris hung up on which. So let's go to James in PA. James, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. I've talked with you before.
Yes, sir.
I just tuned into this program a little bit late. I didn't get the name of your guest. I'm looking at the website right now as I'm talking. I'd like to get some more information if I could.
Sure. Her name is Nicole, but she goes by Nick Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The reason I'm calling is, of course, I'm aware of all what's going on here with this so-called vaccine and everything, and I'm involved with a Mennonite family here in southeastern Pennsylvania. They have an organic farm. I helped them out quite a lot. They have the youngest daughter. She's a school teacher in the schools there, and she is getting ready to leave for volunteer work in Kentucky tomorrow. And I just talked with her this afternoon, and she was telling me that it's going to be in an old folks' home or a nursing home, I suppose. And I just all of a sudden I put two and two together here, and I'm really greatly concerned. I suppose this may be a Mennonite operated facility. I'm not sure. But, I don't know what to do or what to say. She's leaving tomorrow, and all this business about shedding and all that sort of thing really gets me kind of upset. Can I get some comments about that?
Yeah, I know the doctors that are on the side of the fence that believe that the symptoms people are having are related to the toxins and poisons coming, because if you go with the terrain theory and that people are shedding out the poisons through their pores and that type of thing, the only thing that would help you is trying to keep distance, which would be the same if you're shedding spike proteins. A mask would never help in any of these situations because all masks do is harbor bacteria, and anything that size goes right through a mask. But doing anything to boost your immunity, if the theory of toxins, et cetera, would work, immune-boosting things would help with that. If the theory of pheromones and things like of that nature, again, distance is the only thing. If you're in close proximity with women whose cycles and pheromones and hormones have been altered by this genetic weapon, you will sync up with them. So that's what the concern is. And it's hard to talk about these things because the only thing we really can do is be aware and make tough decisions. I've been talking about this since this started, and I get so many people that speak to me, and the only answer I have for them is, you know, you have to be aware of these things, and sometimes you have to make really hard choices. There's been times I've been around people. Right now I'm looking at a huge bruise on my leg that I don't know where it came from, and I think it might have been from a grocery trip that I took, and I might have been around a bunch of people. I'm not 100% sure. It's like sometimes you're not sure now. You know, we're living in that unsure time. You just have to, each situation you have to use the best judgment you can now. But the one doctor that I do have conversations with that tends to believe the terrain theory more so than the spike proteins, although the spike proteins do make sense to me because that's what the mRNA produces in your body, thinks that boosting your immune system quite a bit will help. So, I mean, I hope that helps.
Well, James, is your friend up to doing that even, taking advice and getting a vitamin C and zinc and other things? Is she willing to do that?
Well, you know, Pastor, it's the problem with these people, they don't want to really get too involved in talking about these kinds of things. It's always something of the world. And she told me basically she didn't want to get involved in talking about it too much. They don't talk about it much within the family. And I'm really concerned that if she goes out there into this old folks home and they're vaccinating these people, what's going to happen to her? I don't think she's even aware of this.
I agree. But, you know, I've been around many nights in Amish, and I met some nice folks there. They had a lot of problems. That's beside the point, though. But we are in this world, and we are God's servants in this world. And the things of this world can affect us. We got to understand that. And sometimes you feel like living in a twilight zone. All this seems so scientific. Fiction, but it isn't. It's for real stuff. This is for real. Population control, all this is real, my friends, and this is not just being done here in the United States. This has been done worldwide. People are falling in the snare by the billions. And believe me, their goal is to get the earth down to 500 million people. So whatever it takes, they're going to get it done. Anything else, James?
Well, yeah, I'm just going to, I don't know what to do here. It's just, I'm kind of upset.
Well, all you can do is suggest, tell your friend that, I would suggest that you would please at least get some good vitamin, some good zinc, vitamin C, and maybe vitamin D3. Things will build your immune system. When you'll be around sick people, regardless, these people are going, someone are going to be ill. So build your immune system. There shouldn't be a reason against that. This is all God's nature given us to help ourselves. So she shouldn't be opposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the best advice I know. So,
yeah, I'm very fond of this young lady. She's only 21, and I just don't want anything to happen to her. The problem, and I'm kind of up in the air as to whether I should even try and say anything at this point.
Well, like I said, there's nothing to lose. I mean, what you going to do? Say she don't want to talk about it? That's the worst that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, give it a shot. And by the way, let me know what turns out, please.
All right, thank you, both of you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, let me know what
best
happens, please. All right, folks, if you want to call, we'll get some lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. All right, Nick, you've been involved in this since the beginning, and I admire your courage. I really do. I mean, you're a good looking lady, and you got courage to speak for the truth. You're educated. I mean, you threw away a career, maybe a very lucrative career if you would have played the game. But what do you see coming next? I mean, the shedding is already here. You're saying that you might want the mask off so the shedding can spread, but would the mask stop the shedding anyway?
No. No.
I didn't think you would, sir. No.
The masks are just meant to dehumanize people so that they can control them and so they can use it as a tool to, you know, do these hope scams and to, you know, just keep them enslaved. It's just an enslaving tool. It's just to keep them indoctrinated into this cult-type thinking. That's all it was. And it's also housing bacterial secretions that come out of your body to make you sick. That's all it is. It doesn't protect anyone. In the medical field, all we ever used them for was to prevent fluid splashes into our face, and we never wore them for prolonged periods of time. A lot of people like to use this defense. Well, what about in surgery? In surgery, you had a circulating nurse that changed it off the surgeon's face in an ice-cold surgical suite that was kept ice-cold to keep bacterial growth down and changed it off his face frequently under sterile conditions. Nobody's doing that right now, so it's extremely dangerous what's happening everywhere. So much of the sickness that's been going on is actually just bacterial illness from mask use, and they knew that too. So that's how you had illness in the summer.
Of course,
that's nonsense.
Even Fauci said in the beginning the masks were just symbolic. He even said that. Let's try Chris in Kentucky again. Chris, are you there this time?
Yeah, Butch, are you there?
I'm here. Come on in.
Yeah, it looks like it's something the globalists, they must know who I am or something, but it was I heard a strange noise and I got caught.
All right, what's on your mind?
You know, the vaccines go way back into history, because I want to bring up something to a guest I heard on a radio show. She was a Holocaust survivor, and she knows about the Johnson & Johnson company at the time when the experimental vaccines in Nazi Germany were done. And she was she will not take a vaccine to this day. She's almost 90 years old, and I just was so praising her. She's from Romania listening to that broadcast, because we're in that. History repeats itself, Butch. We're right there.
Well, you know, Todd, this lady is only 90 years old. She may live to be 100 if she would took the vaccines, ha-ha. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, but you're right. I never took I did not take a vaccine in the 70s. I remember back in high school when the first one was dangerous. You remember in 1976?
Oh, yeah.
And I never took that. Because there was something about that, I didn't want to go near that. And over 40 years later, here it is. These vaccines are just nothing but deadly bioweapons. Fauci did this in the 1980s. This man needs to be prosecuted. He is a federal Jim Jones. Drink the Kool-Aid with the needle, to my opinion. We don't wake up.
I agree.
We don't wake up. It's over. We got to get... and say no to this. I mean, say no to this. And if we could say no to this, and if all people come together, black, white, I don't care who you are, we're all God's children. We've got to say no to this, because this is history repeating itself from when I heard that guest on that show.
Well, you know, the as a matter of fact, half of the CDC employees, the NIH employees, and FDA employees will not take the vaccination. Half of them won't take it. So that may be, that's kind of interesting, when they won't even take it themselves.
No, they won't. You're absolutely right. They just want to exterminate us.
That's right. Any comments on that, Nick?
Well, we live in a world that worships the pharmaceutical industry. Everything you look at is pharmaceuticals. I get a subscription to a magazine that I don't subscribe to, so I don't know why it comes to my house. But I did a video on Instagram to show it to everybody. Every third page in that magazine is a pharmaceutical ad. Every third page. And I'm currently sitting in a motel because I'm moving right now for the third time. But so I have cable. I don't normally have cable in my house. I refuse to have cable. But, like, every other commercial on the television is either a pharmaceutical ad or a propaganda ad. The world worships the pharmaceutical industry. But if you look on social media, people worship their illnesses, too, because they get attention for it. Everyone, the minute they have a sniffle, the minute they have an ache or pain, they post on social media, oh, I don't feel well, and then everyone hops down in the comments, oh, I hope you feel better. Everyone worships their illnesses, and then they run to the doctors. If you remember when you were younger, we didn't go to umpteen billion well visits. We didn't do
all of these things.
It gets worse and worse and worse. We worship the medical mafia. We worship the pharmaceutical industry. The vaccines are just one tiny piece of the cog of this wheel, but
this bioweapon
is like the final key in that lock. You know, this is it.
Okay.
This is the end of it.
I agree. Okay, anything else? Chris got to jump. Anything else?
Yeah, real quick. My friend Jason needs prayer. Keep him in prayer. He's needs some uplifting for his father, who's back in church and trying to get to know Jesus, can give his life to Christ, and keep his father in prayer.
Absolutely, we can do that. Thank you so much for the call. We're down about the last minute here, Nick. What do you want to say in the next 30 seconds?
Just everybody realize that you're braver than you think you are, you're bolder than you think you are, and just speak up. Speak out boldly. Stop being afraid of what people think about you. It doesn't matter what people think.
Amen. Nick, I'll be in touch again, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for your folks. See you tomorrow night with Deborah Tavares. You know all about her, so get ready for a good ride tomorrow night. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.